Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Radio.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free, when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they control this now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their place. And everybody's just walking around, out in the crowd, wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just break it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling this now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their place. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, I wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the game.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie. The swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer. And it cost a lot of people their lives. Did y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrificed the children in robes. Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling this now, and no one's talking about how they made us part of their place. And everybody's just walking around, head in the crowd, wanna wake up to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
You can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see. They'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Hey there. This is Tuesday, the 29th of November in 2011. And you're listening to Here Be Monsters, which is one of a drumline of small radio shows boycotting the lying of the MSM. The lying liars of the MSM. I could go there for a while. And providing the people with an alternative media choice, speaking truth to power. I had to take a moment here and say I am standing in just for a short minute here. It's a short show today. I'm just going to give you the Occupy news in a brief. This is usually left-wing nut job with Dusty Taylor, but Dusty's a little under the weather today. Send her some good energy in Bakersfield because she can use it. This is not a global revolution, it's a global evolution, and we are all the family of Mother Earth, all brothers and sisters, looking for the good health of our communities and our home, planet Earth. If we ever needed a return of might for right, boy, it's about now, boys, isn't it? Here Be Monsters dedicates all broadcasts to the peacefully driven Occupy movement worldwide in solidarity, because we are the 99%. We are sponsored here by Roundtree7.com. Okay, kitchen table stuff. You know, the dog barked. Scared the hell out of the commentator. Jeez. We are sponsored here by Roundtree7, the number 7.com, and Daughters of Isis, a handmade company. Let's remember why we're doing this. This is one of Dusty's tapes, and I want to keep this more the flavor of Dusty's show. And so I'm going to play a clip here that says exactly why, by the 99ers, they are what they are fighting for. What they are fighting for. Not what they are. They know what they are. They're fighting for something.
I've got kids at home, and what kind of life are they going to have when they join the workforce in the matter of years?
If I were to get ill and have to go to the hospital for anything, I would go bankrupt.
Personally, I know dozens of people who've lost their jobs.
Something is wrong with the way things are here, and something's got to change.
The 99% is a protest movement that's starting off with students and youth, but really is expanding.
It's the unemployed college student who's facing a mountain of student loans. It's the parent who doesn't know where their next meal will come from for their kid. It's the senior who's worried that their utilities will be cut off.
The 99%, they have a legitimate gripe. They've got a bunch.
We are the 99%. We are the 99%.
When 1% of the population has more wealth than the lower 90%, that is a disgrace.
It's like the rich are getting richer, and the poor is remaining the same, and the middle class gets nothing.
As in a country, we're getting richer, we're more productive, yet the gains have gone primarily to those at the very, very top, the top 1%.
Many folks are struggling to make ends meet.
Not just since the Great Recession, but even over the past decade. Typical income, the median income, that's for half the people above, half the people below, has actually decreased.
You know, you're supposed to be able to make it to the top, you know, if you work hard enough and you're committed enough, but it's an absolute farce.
You know, over the past several decades, the gap between the very wealthy and everybody else has been growing. At the same time, it's become harder and harder for somebody in the bottom or the middle to break into that top.
The core of the American dream is this idea that you work hard, play by the rules, and you can get ahead. That's sort of the essence of mobility.
More and more people are feeling completely left out of the economy, left out of the political process, and really feel like what my parents knew as the American dream when they emigrated here isn't available to them anymore.
Giving the tax break to the top percentage, the 1%, under the guise of they'll then create jobs, and where are the jobs?
Average tax rate that the wealthy have paid has been going down and down and down, and that's mostly a function of the Bush tax cuts. That was a huge part of it.
What a lot of people are seeing right now is that the things that are getting cut, education, healthcare, energy assistance, are really impacting everyday middle class, working class, and low income families. What's not being touched? Tax breaks that millionaires get on their dividends are not being touched. Tax breaks for people who ship jobs overseas, not being touched.
People are saying that the economy and their democracy don't work for them. It's only working for those at the top. That core message, I think, is so fundamental to America and the success, future success of America.
We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are.
So that's what they're fighting for. It's just a little clip. It gives you a flavor of what we're doing here on Here Be Monsters. Every damn day, we're going to be here, and we're going to do some time giving solidarity to the Occupy movement and read off what's going on. I have a caller. I'm going to open it up and take the call for a moment. It's the 205 area code, and let me see if I can get this. It's always like six tries. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. What do you think is going to happen when this Occupy Wall Street movement, do you think a new political party is going to be born out of it?
You know, I'm not really sure. We've been discussing that, all of us among ourselves, the people I do Occupy with down here in the South, the people I work with all over the country writing and posting with. No one's really too sure. What we are sure about is that there is a movement, a motion that has really no borders to it. That's real important, too, to understand that this is about people wanting decency in their world again and good health in their world, the vitality of their community all over the planet. You can see it really, really abruptly. I mean, it's right there in the news constantly. Who of any of us really thinks that a bunch of students are creating hell in a British embassy in Iran? That's something that's going on between political, you know, confusion between the countries to agitate one another, you know. The Iranians are doing that because they want folks to leave them alone and allow them to do as they wish with nuclear energy, nuclear power, nuclear war. I don't know. Who knows what those fellows are about, but the party or the movement, the movement of Occupy, it isn't political at this point. It is about creating change from the ground up. It truly is a grassroots movement. And as I said, it's borderless. Hello, did I lose you?
No, well, I'm on a cell phone, so I apologize if the connection gets lost.
No problem.
But do you think there is a potential for a new political party to come out of it? Because I don't think the Democrats or the Republicans are going to, at this point, are going to do anything to help the average American worker.
Sir, I think you're correct on that. I'm one of those folks who sees them all as Republicrats. There's very few who aren't. You know, I suppose we could look at Kucinich and Bernie Sanders and, you know, we got a real fighter down here. I'm in South Florida. We have a real fighter with Alan Grayson. He doesn't want to seem to sell out for anything. He really does have that intense messaging about the good of the people and the community. The trouble is we've been fooled so long. I never thought, really, and I was a rebel in school, I really, really never thought that I would ever have a day when I wouldn't trust what my government is telling me. I mean, did you?
Yes, unfortunately, it's got to that point. But March, he was a smart man. He knew that this was coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You would think that out of this movement there will be individuals born. One thing that's been very clear from all of the General Assemblies, the largest of them around the country, is that it is a leaderless. There's no cult of personality. And they've rebuked Kevin Sinise in Occupy D.C., has actually published nationally to rebuke Van Jones and the MoveOn.org and Democratic Party from trying to co-opt their movement there in town and abroad. I've seen the MoveOn people for Mr. Jones through all of the Occupy meetings I've been to around here. So there's definitely going to be politics in one direction or another. But the movement itself and the people, you know, this is like a Valley Forge winter for Occupy. Occupy is going to have to hold its ground through the winter, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's going to come to a point, though, where the movement is going to lose ground the longer it goes without having any changes.
An action.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we've all been thinking about it. We've all been talking about it. And it was on the 9th, I believe, that The Nation magazine provided a forum for Patrick H. from the General Assembly at Occupy Wall Street, Naomi Klein, Michael Moore, and one other fellow sat on a panel talking, and Naomi Klein was the first one to say it, that there was huge responsibility in this political moment of the movement of Occupy, and political responsibility, and I think she meant that because she's Canadian. I think she sees it, quite frankly, the way I'm seeing it, which is boundaryless. This is the, you know, the political planetary politics, if you will. It's a poor description, but I think you know what I'm getting at. Michael Moore also said that it was a no-kidding-around moment. And so, you know, I think they're quite right. And there are people that are certainly going to come out of this movement that are already in the midst of it with the General Assemblies and the consensus and the idea people, the organizational skills that are going on, because there's some really, I mean, I go to Occupy and it's people, the only people there that seem blank are the people that are so eager to learn. But they're all there with the reason that is the same, that I'm not getting a good shake. I'm not, you know, my family is suffering now and I work so hard. The same stories come up over and over again. And it's through all ages and all cultures and all races. Hi there. You there with me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess the dog was wanting to wrestle. But, yeah, let me just say that I agree with you, and I'll continue listening, and I thank you for your service.
Oh, hey, listen. This is what I can do. I have this need to be where I am because I work for myself, and I have to keep the roof over my head. And it's that day-to-day thing. But I'll tell you what, you can have Occupy anywhere. That's another thing that Mr. Moore was making very plain. He was saying that you could have two people in, you know, Jerkville, East, you know what I want to say, but I'm not going to, you know what, East Wyoming. And basically you have Occupy going on. And at that point, I would like to remind everybody that there is an Occupy Fort Wayne, Indiana group right now. Pardon me. And they have a lovely live stream going. You can find them on live stream if you go and look. And they would really like for people to tune in, watch, and see their chat and the rolling chat. They're asking people to help where they can to send warm clothes, whatnot. They're, you know, this is the Valley Forge moment here. Occupy Valley Forge. The whole group is throughout the rest of the winter. It's going to be about anchoring each of the groups and keeping it going. And on that note, I would like to bring some of the Occupy information right now. So I am going to be giving you the latest Occupy news from the Occupy Wall Street site. And as I said, keep Fort Wayne, Indiana in mind. I am over to the other site, so I can't see the chat screen for a few minutes here, but I'm going to give you the information, which is if you're in the jewel of the East, which is New York, New York these days, the New York Occupy Wall Street crowd and the Occupy Brooklyn, there are several, the other 99%, there are several different groups, but here's the information for New York. War profiteers are meeting tomorrow in New York City, and they won't be alone. It is aerospace defense and finance conference going on. The Aviation Week and Credit Suisse will be holding their 17th annual aerospace and defense finance conference in New York. These people are war profiteers. They export death in the name of defense. There you go. They have an obscene influence over our democracy with politicians in their pockets, the lobbying, you know the drill, folks. They sell arms to the 1% so the war can be waged against the 99% in efficient and technologically advanced ways. OWS will not stand silent as these dangerous parasites take our tax dollars and turn them into arms and profit. And on my own little interjection here, even though the White House is saying that they are not going to redo the cuts to military spending, I'll believe that bloody well when I see it. I don't believe it for a moment. It will not make Wall Streeters happy, and I think this administration is out for that first and foremost. So there will be rallies in New York when Wednesday, tomorrow, two rallies, marches at 6 a.m. meetups, rally to nonviolently interrupt business as usual as delegates enter the conference, and at 4:30 to rally against militarism. These rallies are going to take place in Madison Square Park near the intersection of 24th and Madison. Boy, I know that. I know that area. The conference is being held at 1 Madison Avenue on the 12th floor, Park Avenue South, between 24th and 23rd Streets. That is downtown. So if you're in New York, that's going on. Get on down there. You know, scream against the war, man. And as I said, nobody believes these are students. You know the reason they're saying it's students that are doing this? Well, because it's an easy excuse for the Khomeini, the Ayatollah's crowd, and his puppet president to use students that way. You know, let's remember the Green Uprising. The students want to get these idiots out of power, basically. They're using students because they're easy targets, but now our press, I have seen all day using the word student with the implication of all of the different Occupy and movement progress in this country. And innuendo-wise, saying, of course, they don't innuendo anything at Fox. They're just saying it, you know. So it isn't it isn't really very very nice what they're doing, but they're getting away with it. So that's the mainstream media. Occupy Oklahoma City is facing eviction. So help the Okies out. Get over there on live stream. Take a look. See what their connections are. Call Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett or email him. And I'm going to put this information into our chat room. Get on the line. Tell him what you think. Listen, when they were doing it to Denver, I spent all Saturday friggin' morning trying. I finally got someone in Denver at the police department in the internal affairs office, and he was really very nice. And he told me my only hope was an email, and he was right. We all found that one out. But get a hold of this mayor and tell him I want to thank the caller for his input today. He never did give me his name. Anyways, and voice your opposition to the eviction of this peaceful expression of free speech. The coordinated crackdown on free speech continues with occupations in Los Angeles, Philadelphia. And Washingtonians are now occupying their state capital. That's the state of Washington, which is really quite beautiful and very green and got some moody weather to it. It really is a nice place. And they're occupying their state capital. I think that's pretty cool. The encampment at Occupy Oklahoma City is now under the threat of eviction. So please take a moment, give a call out to the mayor Mick Cornett. Oh wow! So if you go on over to OccupyWallStreet.org, you're going to see some pretty cool global revolution film, because they're letting the Washington State Capitol building being occupied run through it in Olympia, Washington. Right now, yesterday, the protests, not right now, but yesterday, protests were going on at CUNY in New York, at 24th and Lexington. Hope you got there. That's the big news from Occupy Wall Street in New York. That's the one I focus on. Unless it's Occupy Wall Street or Occupy LA and Occupy Philadelphia have stood strong through the eviction notices, and so that is concluded. As I said at the beginning of this show, I am standing in today just for a few minutes here, folks, for Dusty Taylor, who is the left-wing nut job. She will be back on Tuesday next, and that's about it for us. I want to remind you again to go over and take a look at Occupy Fort Wayne, Indiana, and also don't forget the experiment for Occupy Your Lights, which is the every evening at 9 p.m. Woo-hoo! Get back over here and everybody's gone. That's okay. I'm about to leave. Mr. Doom, I see you. Darlin, I haven't got the time today, perhaps tomorrow. If you're around, you give me a ring. Don't forget, 9 p.m., everybody, you know, basically do the clicking and the flicking of your lights for one full minute to show your solidarity with Occupy. Pardon me, with the Occupy movement globally. And I am not actually even going to play off here with a song. I'm just going to let you know that we'll be back here tomorrow. This has been Here Be Monsters, standing in today, Gwendolyn H. Berry, for Dusty Taylor, the left-wing nutjob writer. She's good at it. She'll yank your chain in your cage, and she'll be back to do it on Tuesday next. I will see you briefly here again tomorrow. And that's it. Buddy, buddy, buddy.